We're nearing the bottom of the Amud here. We actually didn't quite finish the sugya we started yesterday. We're in the middle of a bunch of members from Amar Yochanan and Shimon Yossi. We're in the fourth one out of five. I think I actually said there were six, but there are only five. Towards the bottom, let's say five lines up from the bottom exactly, we're picking up. He had said how Hashem had a bit of a focus, whether or not Hashem had agreed to Moshe's third request of seeing his glory. In any case, on that topic, we're now going to discuss what the pasuk did say, and whatever it is, that whether Hashem conceded or didn't concede, and whatever he did show Moshe, that we're going to discuss right now. So it says, Vayaster Moshe panav, and Hashem... It says, Vazirosi as kafi, I will remove my hand, says Hashem. Vareisa, and you will see es achora, you'll see my back. That's what, and then everyone knows the story. So that's what Moshe was open to see Hashem's back. What that's supposed to mean. So Amrav Chana Barbizna, Amrav Shimon Chasida, Malamed, this teaches you that what did Hashem show Moshe? Sheheira Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kesher Shel Tefillin. That we learned before that Hashem wears tefillin, whatever that's supposed to mean, and by Hashem showing him his back, not his front, he didn't get to see his tefillin kilu. He was able to see the knot that is in the back of the tefillin of the dalet over there. Now, yes, it's strange. Okay, I'm going to give you three approaches, and you can, yeah, you got to join the shiur now. So, the I didn't say that was the mission. Whatever it said, according to this picture over here, it was like that. So, anyways, so that was the. This recording is going to be a nightmare because this guy's screaming in the back of the recording here. Disaster. Anyways, okay, sorry for those listening out there. So the Rashba, all the Mefarshim that are brought down, they first say Ein Rashba, so what the Rashba said. The Rashba said a pshat like this. Disaster. Okay. He said like this, that the same way that the tefillin goes around the head, so too the universe revolves around Hashem, whatever that's supposed to mean, and the knot in the back is where it all comes together. In other words, all the aspects are interlinked. So the idea being that... that Moshe wasn't able to see the tefillin, the by itself, which would be, I guess, somehow some sort of apprehension of Hashem, what he is. But at least he got to see how Hashem is minding the world in as much as to see how it all fits together, how the knot, how all the facets of existence connect. Okay? That makes you understand a lot more than good. I heard another idea. It's a nice idea. I don't know if it's the actual shot, but it was a nice idea. It's always like that. Whenever you see what Hashem does, you never see you always see it in the rearview mirror, so to speak. Once it's done, then you say, oh, of course that's why Hashem did what he did. There, you look at the whole of Tanakh, you see everything's Mida Kenegan Mida, and you see why Hashem does what he does, and you see people get what they deserve. But in forward looking, when you're looking, before it happens, so it's never that way. It's always everyone has a prediction of what's going to happen, and everyone's wrong. That's funny. Every political move, everyone has an opinion, and they're all wrong. And then afterwards, everyone tells you why it's so obvious that had to happen. That's the nature of the Hanukkah of Hashem. So, no different than the Torah codes, etc. So that was the Rebbe Weinberg's are on it. I remember as a buffer a long time ago, really when I was young, and I hope I may have misunderstood it, but this is Rabbi Yochanan Bechofer, wherever he is today, I don't know. You know where he is?
Remote.
Where is he?
Remote.
He's in remote. Yeah? This is Rabbi Yochanan Bechofer Torah.
Here.
No, he's not here anymore. He's not here. So he told me this is pshat, and seeing the back of Hashem, not the front, which I really connected with. I just hope I stayed over correctly. Okay, so he said like this, when you see someone from the front, you can confirm their identity. In other words, if you someone breaks into your house, and you get a good look at him, so they can put a line out, they can put, 10 or 20 or 1,000 or a million people in the lineup, and they could pick up, that was the guy. And are you sure? I'm certain that was the guy. You understand? So that signal from the front means they identify who they are, clearly. Now, if the guy broke into your house, and you didn't see his face, but you saw him running out the door, you saw him from behind. So, you can line up the 100 guys in the lineup, or the 5 guys, whatever it is, and you could say it definitely wasn't any of these guys, and the back of the head looked like this guy. But are you sure it was that guy? You can't be sure. So, you know, the point is, but look, seeing the back of someone, you can see you can know who it isn't, but you can't confirm who it is. And that is the opposite of what Moshe was able to see. You can't see, Hashem said, you can't see me live. It's not possible for me to understand the Masik, what Hashem is, the Etzem. But you can look at the world and see that, so to speak, say everything that, Hashem, so to speak, is behind the scenes. You know, he's like we told, the world revolving around him, so to speak. So everything that you see is obviously not Hashem, and yet there's nothing but Hashem. So some, right? So that's an old-time paradox. So Moshe was able to see, like, so to speak, behind everything else, and so to speak, whatever's left when you pull back everything else that isn't Hashem, whatever's left is the closest apprehension a person can get to what Hashem is. In other words, he couldn't see parts of what Hashem is, but he could see everything that Hashem wasn't. And what was left behind was that. I heard a joke once. This is not from Yochanan Bethel, but I heard a joke once, which this reminds me of. Maybe it's even not a joke. Maybe it's an apocryphal story about Michelangelo, or maybe it's a joke. I don't remember anymore. Either way, it's certainly apocryphal. That someone said to Michelangelo, how do you know when you're carving out your statue, so you have a big block of marble, like how can you craft that thing into those amazing sculptures? So he said, it's very simple. I look at the block of marble, and whatever does look like the sculpture, that's what I knock away. So anyways, that's what it reminds you of. So that's the depth of it. You know, Moshe was able to see, he was aware of whatever existence was, and he's a Navi, saw Hashem. But obviously, whatever you see is not Hashem. It's something else, you know, it's a garb which you're able to apprehend Hashem. That's the best you could ever do, because you can't see Hashem directly. So the point is, he was able to peel away all of that to see everything that Hashem wasn't. And whatever was left behind, I guess, left only to the seichel, not to the eye, even the Navi's eye, to see what he is, positively. So I think that's up the, barking up the right tree. I'm not exactly sure how that necessarily ties back in to the Kesher Shel Tefillin. So they're not contradictory, but why the Kesher Shel Tefillin is that sort of, okay? And it could be like the Rosh, but see, if I'd have heard him say it today, I would have asked him, he'd have told me. Maybe he said then, but I was too young to understand what he was talking about. Really, I didn't know the Gemara at the time. Could be that that's the pshat, he's learning that's the pshat in the Rashba. They see how it's all interconnected, but seeing the Kesher and everything goes around the Shem. The point is, you see that point of connection. But I didn't hear the Hesber. I don't remember the Hesber. Now, that's that. Okay?